Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Guardian Film Show, looking ahead to this weekend's Academy Awards. Naturally, we're so excited we could scream and so keyed up we may just combust. And also it should be noted that this is a particularly duff week for UK releases, so we've cleared the decks to focus on the Oscars instead. Make way then for the main contenders, from Steve McQueen's searing 12 Years a Slave to David O. Russell's cocksure American Hustle to Alfonso Cuarón's pitching, yawing 3D nightmare Gravity. These and six others are all up for the crowning Best Picture Oscar, but come dawn on Monday morning, only one will be left standing. Joining me now in this Academy in exile is the Guardian film critic Peter Bradshaw, and our own Henry Barnes. Peter, I guess we should tackle the elephant in the living room first. What the hell is the point of the Oscars?
I don't know. Every year we comment on it very, very respectfully. And it's only in recent years it's kind of dawned on me. Well, a couple of things have dawned on me. Firstly, what an incredible and excruciating ordeal it is for the people who are up for awards. Now, that sounds like an obvious thing to say, but it's just dawned on me. The front runners think, oh my God, this is mine to lose, and what a terrible thing that will be. The nominated people think, oh my God, wouldn't it be great if I won? Wouldn't it be great? And yet I know I'm not going to, and the cameras are going to be in my face, so I've got to do this sort of applauding and looking kind of a good sport and all the rest of it. It's so awful for them. It's kind of great for us, but it's an absolute theatre of cruelty, I think, for them. Recently, also, I get the sense that the Oscars have been upstaged, really increasingly upstaged by the award ceremonies that come before it. And really, I'm thinking about the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
The Oscars are looking a bit dinosaur-y. Not so much the choices, but as an event in this thing, and this awful phrase, which I've learned to say again in the last few years, awards season. That awful phrase, which I've just realised I'm starting to use without being struck down by a bolt from the blue. It really looks like increasingly anticlimactic in a way. It'll always be the big one. But in a way, the way the Globes have come on so much, the way the BAFTA have, in our Brit way, we sort of sneaked in and pinched some of their kind of glamour, and a lot more of the Americans are coming over for it. I think there's going to be a radical new reshaping of the Oscars as an event.
I think it's only anticlimactic in the way that an end-of-term performance is, say, at school. Mm. This feeling that you've earned this, like we as viewers have earned this time to take the piss out of all these people who are in showbiz.
Yes.
And the people in showbiz themselves are there to slap themselves on the back, and
yes,
fair enough, I guess, for that.
Do you think the producers see it that way, that it's a sort of piss take, that it's a ritualised piss
take? Absolutely not. Not in the way that the Globes do. They haven't clocked on to that. And, I mean, it's interesting, the modernisation of the Oscars thing. You'd almost expect them to do the Channel 4 thing of having a hashtag on screen and saying to people, get involved with the Oscars ceremony.
Yeah.
Now, that will never happen. And there's a small part of me that thinks, good for you, you know, keep it traditional, keep it on a pedestal, and let all of us grubby people below just shout at it and tell us how rubbish it is.
And the Oscar goes to...
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 What are your main ingredients then for a good Oscar night then, Hen?
Awkwardness. Mm-hmm. I love an awkward silence, and I love the swell of the strings.
A joke that dies.
A joke that dies completely, or the swell of the strings as people go on too long for speeches and get played off stage. Something a little satirical, maybe somebody who gives a wink to the camera and says that this isn't too serious, we shouldn't take it too seriously. Anything that tries to tip the apple cart a little, I guess, is going to be fun.
And suspense, or is that a ridiculous thing to ask for?
I don't know. Sometimes there is something that comes out of left field. Jennifer Lawrence, I mean, nowadays, of course, she's the absolute part of the establishment, but there was a time, I think, was it last year or the year before, that she was an absolute kind of bolt from the blue. So there might be something like that.
Yeah, but her down-homeness now is kind of predictable as well in a strange way, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see something like with the uncomfortable joint presentations are always, I mean, I've written about this before, they are such an Oscar tradition of these people who haven't had any rehearsal time, don't know each other very well, but insist on doing this very stilted red piece to camera about the nature of the cinematic art, which they boil down to about 10 words and say, and the nominees are. But nobody wants to upset the, I mean, I suppose, who did it? Michael Moore, just about?
Yeah, Marlon Brando. Talking like, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah, Marlon Brando was the last person who genuinely didn't turn up. Well, George C. Scott wouldn't turn up. But
he didn't send a Native American.
Yeah, somebody saying they were a Native American. The nearest thing, in a way, is the Lifetime Achievement Oscar to Elia Kazan, which everybody thought that was going to create a kind of outcry in the audience where people think that he shouldn't be forgiven.
Yeah.
And that was a very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
Ed Harris, I remember. The camera being on Ed Harris and him refusing to applaud.
Yeah, Nick Nolte. They were all just sitting there like that, furious. But that's the last kind of live TV kind of moment. Mm.
We need another streaker as well.
We need a streaker or some sort of protester or something. But it's so locked down now, the Oscars. It is so locked down. It's like, I don't know, it's like the State of the Union address from the president. I mean, it really is taken very seriously.
But it's funny watching the Oscars live and being cynical about them and being snarky. And then if you go back and watch some past ceremonies, there's things about them that, because of their seriousness, are hilarious. Like the Snow White performance from the
1970s. Oh, yeah, the Rob Lowe. Yeah, the Rob Lowe performance,
If you watch it now, God, it's painful. But God, it's funny as well.
It's outrageous.
So glad they did it. Yeah. Even James Franco and Anne Hathaway presenting together, and James Franco treating it as an art project. Mm. Car crash to watch, but if you go back and watch clips of that now, it's so funny.
And when you watch old Oscar, but when it's been denuded all this supposedly kind of wonderful excitement and the names, and you think, God, were they really up for Oscars? I don't even know who they are. Who is that? I mean, if you watch a clip from the 70s or the 80s, there are lots of nominees. You literally think, who? Who the hell is that? They're not famous.
But that's kind of great, though, in a way, isn't it?
It is great.
It's all so impermanent.
I always remember there was a classic remark. Christopher Hitchens said, try and have a nourishing conversation about last year's Oscar result. And you can't do it. It's like it turns to ashes in your mouth. I mean, it's almost appalling to think this year, think of Argo or one of those films. You think,
The Artist.
Oh, well, I still can get excited about The Artist. But
Chicago. Something,
yeah, Chicago. Chicago, for Christ's sake. That was a huge deal. And we all had to take it very seriously. And I remember the next morning having to write stuff about Chicago. It's terrible. Absolutely appalling.
So shall we look at this year's crop of masterpieces that we'll be talking about for 50 years to come?
This year, it's different.
This year, it's the cream of the crop, isn't it?
Mm. It is, actually. I mean, it's been a great year for film. And I think we can look back in a year's time and say 12 Years a Slave is still a classic, great film. Gravity is still a great
American
film.
American Hustle?
American Hustle, less so. Dallas Buyers Club, maybe less so. But they both have their merits and they both have things that put them up there with those films in different ways. I think we've been incredibly lucky this year in terms of the releases that we've got. And it's going to be an interesting Oscar night because of that, because there are genuinely two or three things in each category, I think, that I'd be perfectly happy to see win.
Yeah. There's a sense that the Best Actor and Best Actress awards are the ones that are kind of locked in already for Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine and for Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. Do you go along with that?
I'm not sure about Matthew McConaughey. I don't think it's a shoo-in. I think Chiwetel Ejiofor could still pinch it. Certainly Cate Blanchett has... I would be astonished if anybody else got it. And once she does get it, her speech is going to be very interesting. Mm. Famously, or perhaps notoriously, for her BAFTA speech, she launched into a very moving and perfectly heartfelt dedication to Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. And it was only afterwards that we all realised
what should she have been talking about?
Was that her way of not talking about Woody Allen? Now, that's very cynical of us to say. She may not want to do it because the Woody Allen story, it seems appalling to talk about this story and to reduce such a painful and important story to just some sort of Oscar buzz gossip. But undoubtedly, it is... It has its media traction because of the Oscars, whether we like it or not.
And it can't really be ignored.
No, it can't be ignored. And it is because of the Oscars that it's getting such media traction. I think when she wins this, when she does, then she can relax. And then I think she will talk about Woody Allen.
I would like to dedicate this to an actor who has been a continual, profound touchstone for me. A monumental presence who is now so sadly in absence, the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Talk about Best Picture and Best Director. My feeling is that American Hustle may flatter to deceive. I mean, it's the joint leader heading into the night. It's got 10 nominations, but I can't see it winning either Best Picture or Director.
No, I don't think so. I think they'll do the split with Steve McQueen getting Best Director and then Gravity taking Best Picture.
Oh, you think it's going to be that way around?
I think it'll be that way around. Yeah, I think that's the kind of year it's shaping out to be. But then, I mean, having this whole discussion is kind of preposterous in itself in that we're following that line of just saying how ridiculous the Oscars are and how important they are at the same time, and they matter and they don't matter.
Yeah.
And
we're part of the machine.
We're part of the machine, and I actually enjoy being part of the machine that way. And I think if either Gravity or 12 Years a Slave get it, both of those awards, it would be fantastic. I think they're both amazing films in their own way, And yeah, they're rightful winners both.
Peter, final word from you. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with Henry. We talk very seriously about what the Academy wants and the Academy. I mean, I think there are lots of entertainment journalists out there who seriously don't know that it's a vote. They sort of think that it's like the Cannes Film Festival or the Booker Prize, that it's a kind of cabal of appalling reactionary old dudes who do it. And of course, in some ways, it is. But of course, famously or notoriously, the Academy does not release its voting figures. So you can't have a rational discussion about it. You can't apply kind of Nate Silver-style sophology to it. You just can't. You have to kind of guess, and that's what we're doing. So on that basis, I would guess that the best picture would probably go to 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
And I guess that Alfonso Cuarón might get it ahead of Steve McQueen as the director, although I think Steve McQueen has directed his film at least as well as Alfonso Cuarón. I don't quite get why people are saying, oh yes, he's the better director. I don't get that at all, really. I mean, I think David O. Russell was at least as good a director. He had so authorially distinctive, and he really did direct all these people. There was much more directed in a way. The direction isn't what's great about Gravity, I don't think. I wouldn't be surprised if McQueen or David O. Russell was the best director on the night.
Right, so that's what will win at the 86th Academy Awards. And we've never been wrong before. As ever, The Guardian will be covering the event live through the night. And as ever, the guest of honour is you and Jack Nicholson. In the meantime, my thanks to Peter Bradshaw and Henry Barnes. We're back next week. Normal service is resumed. We'll see you on the other side.